Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Blood Ties by Nicholas Guild. Narrated by Graham Rowett. Chapter 1. The rain had stopped just before dawn, but up on the coast highway the air was still laden with heavy mist, enough to dissolve the flashers on the police cruisers into pulses of smeary red light. A couple of uniformed officers Alan didn't recognize were already putting up yellow tape to keep onlookers at a distance. The morning traffic was light, but word got around, even on a weekend. In 20 minutes, they'd have their hands full. The site was a lookout point with space for about 10 cars. She saw 3 black-and-whites and a dented powder-blue Chevy, which presumably belonged to the man who had phoned in the report, which meant that Ellen's partner Sam hadn't yet made it up from Daly City. Even before she'd put her Toyota into park, a cop was leaning over the door. "You'll have to move on, miss. This is a police inquiry." Without so much as glancing at him, she opened the door and, as she stepped outside, took out her badge case and lapped it over the breast pocket of her worn tweed jacket. Standing there, she was almost as tall as he was. "I'm Ridley," she answered. The dispatchers did this to her every time, as if the gag would never wear thin. They would radio the scene, "Inspector Ridley will be there in 20 minutes, and never use her first name. 2 years ago, during her early days on the homicide squad, she would have made an issue of it. She would have looked the man straight in the face, daring him to smile or say a word, daring him to look beyond the badge to the slender woman with short reddish-brown hair who appeared perfectly ready to break both his knees. But somewhere along the line, she'd made her peace.